Meanwhile, Mari, though, what can you tell us about President Trump's announcement on federal fuel standards?
Sure, Tiff. So today, President Trump was joined in the Oval by top executives from Ford, Stellantis, and General Motors, and he's unveiling what the White House is calling a, quote, historic reset of federal fuel standards. President Trump's new plan would lower the required average mileage for cars to about 35 miles per gallon by 2031, which is down from the roughly 50 mile per gallon target set under the previous administration. The White House says that this proposal is expected to save buyers around $1,000 per new car and $109 billion total over the next 5 years. Environmental groups are criticizing the move, warning that it will increase oil use and hurt the U.S.'s competitiveness in green technology. But the president, though, is pushing back, highlighting affordability and saying that the previous Biden-era regulations would have increased the cost of a new car by about $1,000 relative to these newer standards. Take a look.
All of the nonsense is being taken out of the cars.
Today is a victory of common sense and affordability. We're very proud of Ford to be the number one auto producer in our country. 80% of the vehicles we sell here we make in our country.
Oh, great.
And we never left. This CAFE standard that is aligned with customer demand is the right move for a lot of reasons. This allows us to invest in affordable vehicles made in the U.S., which we will take the lead on, and will allow us to make vehicles more affordable.